This is an uncensored podcast about sex and sexual topics. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to preserve the anonymity of its participants. Oh, we're recording. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm with Lexi and Priscilla.
Yay.
And it's Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And
Kwanzaa.
Muslim equivalent.
And Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us. And we're making dinner. Well, the husband is making dinner. So you're going to hear that. But we like it because it sounds like holiday cheer.
Is it on the way?
No. I like him to do his thing. Today I realized that my mom washed my whites, which usually includes like towels that I've either like wiped my butt on or wiped cum off myself with. And so I always like him like, don't wash my clothes.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but you can dry and fold them.
Yeah.
Just the washing is the problem.
Yeah, I'm like, don't touch my, like, dirty ass cum rags.
Yeah.
Please. And then what does she do? She touches my whites and she doesn't fold my dried goods.
God, what a bitch.
What a bitch. But anyway, I went, God damn it, Mom! Like, in my head. She was in bed. It was after she went to bed. It smells really good. Now it smells like garlic. Is it fresh garlic? Okay, thanks. Anyway, so this is a shorty. We're just gonna do a little special.
Also, I'm in town. I'm in.
Oh my God,
I'm
you're in the room.
Yeah.
Hi. So you were in California.
Yeah.
And you were in Montana.
Yeah.
And then you're going to
the UK.
You're going to the UK, which stands for the United Kings. Kingville.
Yeah, you got it.
And you're gonna get
married in Copenhagen,
Which is not in the UK, but what is it? Just right across the river?
No.
Oh,
it's a little bit further.
What? How are you getting there? You're flying?
Flying again? Yeah, it's been a lot of omissions.
Oh my God!
For this entire thing.
I know. Omissions.
Emissions, like
emissions.
Carbon.
Oh, emissions. Carbon emissions. I thought you were like, you're leaving a lot out. Are you excited?
Yeah.
We still have to find something blue for you.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have something blue in what we're doing.
You have something borrowed? I don't think so. I asked. You have something borrowed. You have something old and new.
I do.
Well, we were going to see if you could borrow something from a friend in Copenhagen.
I have a borrowed jacket. I have a new earrings. I have... What is it again?
Borrowed.
Old, which is my old dress that I'm wearing. And
are you going to wear the Prada
coat?
Yeah. What dress are you wearing?
I have a MC dress that I wore for my cousin's wedding. I'll show you a photo.
Oh, my God.
Hi! Hi! You're my gosh. You're like, what's it called?
Drink of water?
A tall glass of water.
No one said that.
No, what's the children's
tall.
Show with...
What do you want your name to be? Oh, you go by JB.
The sweater.
JB's been on the show before.
Tom Hanks.
You're being recorded.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, you're like Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers has arrived.
With the,
leaving me just enough room to park.
With the voice of Borat. Hey, I parked not in your spot.
Not, but...
Where's Kevin?
He's busy.
We need to talk about Kevin.
He was talking to an old couple for so long that I had to leave.
Is he swinging?
He was, like, still talking to them and you left?
No.
Did you ask him at the airport?
Yeah, he said he could take me.
He said yes?
Yeah.
Nice. Where are you going?
Thanks for asking. I'm going to Virginia.
Oh, wow, to see your girl.
You are? When are you going?
27.
Are you going to dip your quill in that ink? I wanted to say that. I've been wanting to say that forever.
You know, she's listened to this.
Since, like, the 1600s. Well, you guys had never done that before, so I feel like it's really a big step. I got you a Santa Claus.
You did?
Look at the Santa Claus.
Yeah, on the back of one of his feet, you can rotate it, and he dances.
What is this?
There's, like, a little rotary on the foot.
His mom gave it to us.
Oh,
see?
What do?
Do it.
Sing.
It doesn't shoot.
I don't like it.
It doesn't shoot out cornichons.
I don't. Why has he got such a donk-a-donk?
Is he gonna dance?
Yeah, he dances.
Wait for it. Wait, he looks really funny from the side.
I know, you really
And
do.
I don't know if you care, but if you feel up his little butt, it's, like, very bubbly.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a little bubble bump. A little bubble bust.
Oh,
JB, will you get that bottle of Prosecco? Do you want some?
No, thank you.
I'm about to drink the whole thing.
No, go for it.
And it's called Ménage à Trois.
Oh, you are a solo.
What? You saw it's in the door.
Ménage
à
solo.
I need you to fill that glass.
Ménage
à une. I need you to pour it down the front of the Santa Claus and then touch this little bubble butt.
Is that your glass?
Yeah, but only skip most of that and give it to me.
Yeah, he just keeps going.
Santa sings like a woman. Okay, if anyone can name the singer of that song. Wait, he's going again. Oh, you just turned him down.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, you don't have to pour that slowly. It's probably the end of the bottle.
Yeah.
Let me judge what you're doing for me.
Santa dances like a Bollywood.
Wait, there's more in there.
Dancer.
Is that empty?
Hold on.
Yeah, that's
there's
right.
There's definitely more than a...
Whoa.
No,
there's not. Whoa, why is it so much heavier than you would think?
Because it's glass.
This is so heavy.
You're a peanut.
It feels like there's more in there. That's really heavy.
I've already had 3 glasses, so I know there's just enough for another.
Wow.
All right, so we're going to exchange presents. Oh, wait, do you want to say anything? You don't have to say anything at all, actually.
I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you've had a head cold.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll probably hear that.
Yeah.
She sounds a little husky.
Sexy. Sexy-lexy.
That's true. She's a librarian. Okay, so...
We're going to exchange themed gifts, so you might want to stay.
We're going
to
be giving each other dildos. So in case you want to know what size dildo your sister likes. Not his real sister.
Just the door closing sound.
Oh, did you hear it?
No, I said just the door closed.
Oh. You want me to insert a door closing sound? So what we did was I bought a sexy gift for Lexi. Lexi bought a sexy gift for Priscilla, and Priscilla bought a sexy gift for me. And there were some, like, rules.
There are rules?
No. But you have to be able to take yours on a plane.
Oh, right.
Because you're going to England. Yeah. I have to be able to put mine inside of myself somehow.
No, I did not know this rule.
Oh, I don't get to put it inside myself?
I mean, you can, I guess.
Technically, I could put it. I see the size of the package. It'll fit.
I don't. I suggest that you don't.
And mine's inside of a mailing package because you sent it to me from Montana.
No, it's from Etsy.
Well, yeah, but you were in Montana when you ordered it. Isn't Etsy headquartered in Montana?
No.
Makes perfect sense.
And we had a limit amount.
Right.
That we could spend.
$100.
I think we said 20, right?
I ignored that.
You ignored? You went over?
Just, like, slightly.
I always ignore that.
How much over did you go? I mean, I went a little over.
I don't think I went over at all, actually.
I didn't go over a lot.
$50?
No.
$60?
Well, I think the reason why I had to go over because I wanted you to do something very specific, so...
Okay, so it's you've engraved my name on it.
No, but you'll see.
I've always wanted to put my name inside of
myself.
But, like,
the thing that I got you could not be of cheap quality, so
okay.
I went a little over.
Because I'm allergic to inferior metals?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you leaving the house entirely?
I'm out.
Where are you going?
I'm checking if I unplugged everything in my car, because my battery's been
bad.
Oh,
yeah.
What must,
okay
what must one plug in to have a car?
Don't keep charging it.
My
Bluetooth. Don't overcharge your battery.
Do
no,
you,
I know. I'm not going to charge it anymore.
Do you regularly wear this sweater in the
it's really
this
cute.
This is the holidays.
I love
You're
it.
You're looking
so
a little middle-aged,
yeah.
But I like that sweater
feel
so
festive. It says happy holidays.
You kind of look like a daddy.
Yeah.
All I was talking about at that bar was, like, regional accents, car trouble, and sports teams.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
Very middle-aged.
Yeah.
You are 50
yeah.
years old now.
And
because
you got your haircut at Benny's today.
I got my haircut at Benny's. That guy probably gets his haircut at Benny's.
Because
but they
he,
seemed like a liberal couple.
Did you get a part put in?
What?
A part? Did they buzz a part in your head?
I don't know. Did they?
They didn't buzz anything, did they?
It looks like there's a little, like, part.
In the back or in the front?
Because you didn't bring Kevin home, I'm going to hit on you for the rest of the night.
I don't want that.
Well, go get him. All right.
Okay.
So, who wants to go first? Should we roll a dice?
Yeah. Maybe we get it back.
I have them.
You
have
a dice?
Don't get up.
No, don't get up, sicky.
Thank you. How does one roll dice to determine who goes first?
Whoever gets the highest or lowest number.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you knew exactly where the dice... Why do you have dice so accessible? So
that's for that Thai game.
Oh,
or
that
Thai,
game
Thai,
that
Taiwanese
you think
game.
That I've played before.
I think you played before?
No, you have.
I've never
with
played
some of the cups. You
I
would love
you
it.
You played it one time, I think.
Never played it before.
I'm finally kind of getting sick of it, but I like it better than Werewolf.
I think I have a video, because last year, today,
we literally
we were
played
all
it.
Sitting around the table, if the dice were on the table.
Nice.
I think you're... Maybe you didn't like it.
Okay, so highest roll goes first or lowest? Probably highest.
We also have no table to roll the dice
roll
on.
It,
so just oh, you're gonna throw it. Just gonna throw the dice at me.
Uh-huh.
Whoever she hits goes first.
Four.
Okay, that's a four. Okay, I'm gonna roll the dice.
He's still dancing.
What does it say?
Just unplug him. Oh,
three. So we're doing highest goes first or lowest goes first?
Highest.
Hi.
Whoa! Oh my god, you had an open mind.
And we all went like right in order, 5-4-3.
Wow.
So.
Well, okay, so this is your gift, and my mom said.
Does she know what's in it?
That this is her favorite bag.
Aww.
And she
really
said
funny.
I couldn't give it away, and then I said, it's for. And she said, okay, she can have it. And I said, don't worry, she's probably just going to, like, put a different gift in it for you later. So you guys can just keep giving this back until one of you dies.
A really pretty bag.
Sustainable.
I hope it's her.
She's a lot
older.
I already noticed the thing on the top.
So that is a furry handcuff. Wow, you were really good at opening that. Do you already have those?
No. Oh my god.
So anything you have is obviously a gift for the husband too.
Yeah. Yeah, babe, do you wanna see?
You wanna see your gift?
Yeah.
What is it?
Give it alone!
Try it out.
It's really nice. I tried it out a little bit. I did hit myself on the hip once.
Wait, let me feel it for a minute.
It's a It's called a riding crop.
Ah,
it looks really nice.
And I don't hit it too hard because it's from Amazon,
you
know.
Even
but
put your hand through the strap.
But it's actually
lose it.
Yeah. Well, in case you want to, you know, wear it around town.
Nate,
but
there's also pink fuzzy handcuffs.
Pink fuzzy handcuffs. On a gift bag my mom provided. So keep her in mind.
You're like, consider this my notice.
Well, I like the riding crop because it's loud, but it doesn't hurt that much. It's just like exciting.
Like
you can hit your hand with it. It doesn't hurt. Oh my god.
Oh, that is very enticing.
That looks so good with your long fingers.
You should be a hand model.
Oh my god.
OnlyFans hand
this
model.
This looks like a book.
So obviously these presents had to be sexual. I don't think we even said that. And you like books.
Oh my gosh! Do you want to play a truth or dare date night game for consenting adults?
For consenting adults.
Rita.
So every time you guys open it, you have
this.
To both consent.
Wait, this is really good.
I know, it's like cute, right?
Okay, so number 23, truth. What fictional character do you have sexual fantasies about? And then the dare is show me a porn video you'd want us to act out together. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, they're very, very
sexy. I just went right for that.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun.
And I bet you the husband's going to be, like, just picking all the dares. I don't think husbands would go for truths in that scenario. They'd be like, I don't want to talk.
So I have to admit, I was definitely a little scared of what Drew might give me. But I love this. This is so fun.
It's so cute, right?
Yeah.
Well, because I sent you a picture of like a chair with stirrups that had like a motor and like a dildo on an arm.
That is the picture you sent me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I hope one day I get a gift with stirrups. But. You
That's
know.
Probably outside of the $20 limit, though.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I mean, that chair was like $800 or at least. Or
thank
9,000.
You. I love it.
Aww. Yay!
It was the perfect
Yay.
Level of sexy for Lexi.
Yay. I'm next?
Yeah.
I guess.
This is for Drew.
No, you open next.
Oh, I open.
Oh, you
I
open next. Oh.
Oh, my God. This is from Lexi.
Cupcake.
Yeah, very appropriate bag.
Ooh.
Is it explosive? Is it
no,
liquid?
It is safe to take on a plane. Both items.
They're multiple things. Yeah!
What is that?
They're pasty.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
This is so funny. This is my second pair of pasties since I've been here
Shut
that
up.
I've been gifted.
Who else gave you that? Who else gave you that?
I met a fabulous horticulturalist. That,
what's her Etsy?
Yeah, her Etsy is like Black Orchid or something.
With a Y instead
yeah.
of an I.
Yeah, and she's this cute plant scientist, and she also moonlights as a burlesque dancer and a pasty maker.
She makes like custom bedazzled pasties.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And she gave you a pair?
Well, we did a swap, and then I won those. And
nice.
We did a white elephant at like an Eco Divas event.
Oh.
And so they called it a swamp swap.
Yeah.
Because they're all, like, river preservers.
Yeah. And so, yeah, these are my second pair. I will wear these under my wedding dress.
Oh, that
so
could
great.
Be,
they're
that
so
could
lovely.
Be something slutty.
Yeah.
We were worried about your nipples at your wedding.
If only they'd been blue.
Yeah, my nipples are a little bit protruding out of my dress, so this will definitely work.
Wait, okay, so you said you're wearing a borrowed Prada coat. Are you getting married outside?
I need to wear something, when I'm walking through to get to City Hall. So I will have
So you'll
that.
Be, like, in, like, the City Hall building.
Yes.
Sometimes they'll, like, say, do you want to go outside on the front steps?
Yeah, so I don't know.
So maybe you can wear the Prada with the raccoon dog fur on it.
It's really nice.
I know, I used to have a raccoon dog fur coat.
It's a fancy Prada coat. But
okay.
I don't own it, it's my aunt's, so it's borrowed.
So we're gonna give it back.
Thank you for my
we should dump some
rose
red paint
pasties.
On it.
Very, very TSA friendly.
They just look like stick on tattoos. So this is really
well,
safe.
The picture was a little misleading. I thought they were gonna be like actual like pop-up.
Well, no, I think you have to like kind of like, you know, manipulate them to be three dimensional.
Oh, okay.
Because
oh,
nipples
really?
Are
they are like kind of textured.
You probably have to fold it over so it rounds, you know, like a point.
Maybe.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Do they come with eyelash adhesive?
Does
it say Neva Nude?
Yeah.
Neva
Nude is by Neva Nude.
I've been talking about Neva Nude.
Yeah.
I've been talking about Neva Nude.
It's Tobias Funky or something, right?
Funky. From
Funka.
Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Now people are going to think I'm obsessed with him and not... Shania Twain or whatever the fuck.
Shania Twain.
No.
A massage candle.
Ooh.
Very sexy.
Ooh, I have one of those.
You
They're
do?
Nice. Uh-huh.
You light it and then you can pour. There's supposed to be like a little spout and you can pour it on each other.
Yeah. Wow. You can also just like dip your fingers in if you want just a little bit.
And it's vegan.
Oh, thank you.
It's made
you.
Out of
vegan.
Aren't
all candles vegan? Or except for beeswax
candles. I don't know. We only care
what
about this
candles
one.
You
what does
burn?
It smell of?
Whale oil candles.
Whale.
Thank God.
Does it smell like personal lube?
It smells like love play, it says. Oh, no, sorry. It smells like lemon and clove. Would you like to smell? I love candles.
I'm interested in...
I know, it was like a double win.
I love candles.
Ooh, that smells really good.
Yeah.
It smells safe. Like, it makes me feel like... consent. It smells like consent.
It smells like consent.
So, thank you so much for my sexy consensual present. Merry Christmas, Lexi.
And what's fun is that the oil that you pour is like not too hot. So it's not like pouring like wax on yourself.
Yeah, I
but
do
that's
know.
That's also fun.
By the way, I do know that TSA often confuses candles for liquids. So they're going to have to see it anyway. So, anyway.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, yeah. It'll be hilarious.
No, but you know what you should say? If they ask you what this is, just be like, I'm bringing that for my mother-in-law.
Whatever. It's
my future mother-in-law.
I hope I embarrass some TSA agents. That'll make my day. Yeah. Okay. Drew, this is for you.
Something smells like cat food now.
Cat food.
That is quinoa. Are you burning it?
No.
With some cat meat in there?
Oh, maybe the chicken stock.
Oh, cat meat.
What?
Oh, cat. Yummy.
JB's my kind of man. Okay, I want to say this is really stupid before I open my present. So you maybe saw, like, so, okay, so Spotify sent me, like, the year in review or whatever for my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And... apparently you saw that you were like one of my number one listeners or whatever.
I listened to it the most.
You were in my top three.
Mm-hmm.
I guessed it was you and Priscilla and me. So my point is almost made completely now. But apparently there was one episode, and not of all time, but in the last year, there was one episode that was the most listened to. And it was apparently the first episode I did with JB.
Really?
And it's very interesting.
Wow.
So we're gonna have to have him on again.
Yeah.
If he wants.
Wow. How many times has it listened to?
I don't know, actually. But it was like... It's the episode called Much Ado About Nuttin'. So I wonder if it was just listened to because the title's really good.
All your titles are really good.
I know, I'm really smart. I'm funny and smart and beautiful.
That's true.
Okay, so I'm going to open my present from Priscilla.
Yay.
Which is apparently $60.
It's not $60.
Okay, $70.
I spent $200.
And it's in a little black package. And it says, thank you for supporting my small business.
Aww.
Which is so adorable. No, I don't need scissors.
Sure.
I'm not a... amateur.
A knife.
Amateur. No.
Do you want my crop?
Your crop?
My crop.
Yes.
You can smack it open.
I want that. Mmm, smells good.
It smells
good.
Yeah.
What?
Really? It's for me.
What in the world? What in the world? This says, why be normal when you can be kinky? What in the world is this?
Oh, it is B-B-E-E.
Oh, yeah, B-E-E, because it's B-themed. Be safe with BDSM. Clamp play.
Oh.
There's, like, instructions for BDSM and clamp play.
Oh, wow.
It's B-themed clamp play.
Cute.
Wait, hold on, hold on. There's
much
also
more elaborate than I thought it would be.
So many parts. I still don't know what it is.
I'm so confused.
It's really cute. It's like all like cute wrapped and stuff.
It's in a nice little pouch.
It's like a jewelry bag. Okay, and there's a candy.
Ooh.
That is apparently honey themed.
Oh.
Smells like nothing. And well, there's a little it says handmade with love.
Ooh.
By and then the person signed it. 10% off your next order.
I want that, by the way.
Do you want this?
Yeah,
okay, cool. Don't Dear worry. Drew, Merry Xmas from your naughty Santa. Love you, Priscilla.
Aww.
Okay.
Did you say Deirdre?
Yes. No, Priscilla. It actually doesn't say her stage name. But I won't say it out loud. And it's made by someone named Rob and Tammy. And there's more to it. They have a whole little letter. They really love writing. All right.
Ready, done.
Are these nipple clamps?
They're nipple clamps.
Are they pasties?
No, they're nipple clamps. But it's a beautiful necklace.
Oh, my God. What? Oh my god, these are long nipple clamps in superior metals.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
Wait, where do the bees go?
I think...
There's no bees.
These are the bees.
They're...
What?
They're bees?
Yeah.
Oh, they're little bees.
What
oh.
do you mean? That's one bee.
Oh, I thought
that's
he...
just decorative for the card.
Oh, you don't hang them on.
Okay, so this is like... It's...
Let me show you how I think it's supposed to
Are you going
to
put it on me or yourself?
I'll put it on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait. So there's like a long golden chain.
Yeah.
It's this
so
is
pretty.
Like,
have like these little pretty smiling. Stars at the end.
Oh, what's in my crotch? Oh, candy.
These pretty stars at the
yes.
end.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. And then it's supposed to like dangle
superior
the
metals.
Back. I believe.
Oh, it goes on your back.
Oh, so, oh it's
yeah.
like a dangly back
and then, like,
chain.
And it crosses over and it clamps
what?
Your nips from here.
Oh.
It crosses or does it have to cross over?
I don't know. It's you can do whatever you want
okay.
with your nipple clamps. You can like wear You can wear it to yoga.
As opposed to my old ones.
Oh, that'd
okay.
be so good for your OnlyFans.
So there's a whole, I know, for my OnlyFans yoga lessons. So there's a whole, I mean, obviously the instructions are important, we know now, because my nipples, well, so my nipples aren't very sensitive, so this might be great, because my nipples are kind of just decorative, but this encourages me to be more decorative. So what I'm saying is that there's like these little twisty things on the clamp, and it looks like you can adjust, like, the tension.
These are so cute, by the way. Yeah, I definitely want to buy my own.
Yeah. I don't know how the tension works, but...
Try it on.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put it on my nip. Through my shirt. I'm so glad I drank already a whole bottle. Prosecco.
They look like they'd be pretty gentle.
I don't know if I'm... Yeah, they are really nice and gentle. Oh, I feel that in my butt. Okay, let me go show JB.
Look at yourself in the mirror, too. Oh my gosh, it looks so
funny. They look a little weird through the over
take
the shirt.
Take your shirt off.
No, I'm too bloated. These are nipple clamps with a beautiful chain.
Do they hurt?
No, they feel, like, really nice. Look at my new nipple clamps.
I'm so curious.
You just double clamp my nipple clamps. Do you want to try one?
Yeah, wait, clamp me up, brother.
Wait, where's your nipple, brother?
Let's go to skin.
Oh, my God, why is your nipple so hairy?
Because I'm a Jew.
Oh,
did that hurt?
Oh!
Did that hurt?
A little bit. Actually, it felt kind of good. Hold on, do it again.
But your nipple's so little.
Do it again, leave it.
Wait.
No, let it go.
I know, but your nipple's so small. That doesn't
like,
hurt?
It hurts in a really weird way.
Yeah, I think that's the point.
I think I've developed a new kink.
Well, I don't know if I've... I just threw the microphone. I don't know if I've tightened it or loosened it. You want to try it, husband?
You should try it.
You know your name on the show is husband, because...
My nipple is still
husband
hard.
Wants a nipple.
Oh, my God.
A nipple pinch.
Wait, this is weird, because I can compare and contrast.
Oh.
Wow, you're... Wait, no, you don't have enough of a nipple.
Oh!
Did that hurt?
That feels great.
Wait, I don't know. Your husband has very tight nipples.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know that this is on me right now.
Which one?
Oh, you don't notice that it's
on. There's still one on me, like fully on my nipple, and I didn't even realize.
Wow. And you can tighten it, right?
Yes.
Oh, so like somebody, whoever's, can tighten it.
Oh my god, can you tighten it while I'm wearing it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's really
thank
pretty.
You.
But I am
thought
a
it
bit,
was so pretty. So.
I am a bit drunk, so I mean, maybe I am feeling it.
Nice.
How did you find that?
I just saw it on Etsy. I thought it was really, really pretty, and I was like, this... I think Drew might like this. So.
Were you looking for this specifically,
well,
or
I
did you just type like?
I really. I remember one time Drew said he wanted nipple tassels, and
yeah.
I went down that route. But then I saw these, and I liked them better. And I was like, I got them.
Oh.
So.
Oh, it turns out I had it on the tightest. I started out with the tightest.
Oh wow!
But I still have. Like relatively normal sized nipples. Some people might have like really big nipples.
Can
or, like,
I try
long
them?
Nipples. Yeah, I want you to try the nipple.
I'm gonna put it in my bra to see if like
okay.
How it feels.
Well, it's been on JB's naked nipple.
I'm really tender.
Oh, you're tender.
Tender shepherd.
Let's see if I want to get up my own hair.
You have nipple hair?
I said it really hurt. I'm not into this right now, but.
Well, women have really sensitive nipples.
Wow.
Because you're supposed to be able to, I don't know.
Ooh, these are really cute.
Oh, and you got it in gold, which is so pretty.
I know, the gold is really pretty.
Well, so there was one where, like, it had, like, a little plastic kind of adjustable thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this might be cute so like, you can wear it underneath, like your clothes and stuff. But then it was called, like, nipple nooses, and I didn't like that word, so I decided...
Nooses?
Yeah,
oh,
nipple nooses.
Nooses kind of like...
Yeah, so I got you
oh,
nipple
was that
clamps.
By Robin Tammy?
Yeah.
Robin Tammy?
Yeah, it's what it's called, apparently.
Oh, oh.
So I got you the clamps instead just because I didn't like that word. But I think
yeah.
if you...
I don't like the town known as Lynchburg.
Yeah.
But, hey...
These seem really nicely made.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Yeah.
And that chain is really pretty, and I'm really into gold.
Well, it's funny because the bees were, like, leading us in a different direction.
Right.
Also, you don't know this, but we just read a weird book about bees.
We did.
Which is, like, so funny.
Yeah, it was, like,
for
a
our book club.
I was like, oh.
You thought that when I opened it?
Yeah.
I wasn't... I actually remembered it just now, so... I
this
didn't
is,
care.
But this is gorgeous. And I also, like, noticed that you're wearing a gold chain in front of me. I was like, yay, you can
yeah,
wear
it. Yeah, because I started wearing gold.
Yeah.
Well, I just like it. What I like about this, I mean, I wonder if there's a way I can wear the clamps. Give me the clamps,
maybe
clamps.
Maybe you can fashion them as, like, your glasses kind of things, like old people
oh.
have.
Yeah, they do kind of look like the... the things that keep your glasses from falling on the ground.
Yeah.
But I was like, if I put them kind of sideways like that, then I could wear them under a top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, have a cutout in the back.
Yeah.
And just, like, drapey chains.
Ooh, nice.
Down my spine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm going to wear these for us tonight.
Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My little nip clamps.
This is a great idea.
I know. So this was our, like, special little holiday naughtiness. And do you guys have any, like, holiday messages you want to address to the people? Are you guys excited for 2023?
Yeah.
It's
definitely.
Not, it's almost, well, I have to wait till February for the year of the fucking, what am I, the tiger? I've had this, like, cursed Chinese year because I'm the tiger. So in February that'll be over, but. In my mind, I'm, like, not Chinese, so I'm like, oh, once it's 2023, I won't be cursed anymore. Apparently, I have to wait longer.
You know what? Because, like, it was my bad luck year the year before, and that was a terrible year. But then this year was a fantastic year for me, and it's so I think it's supposed to follow that way, where, like, the
okay.
year after the bad year,
oh.
like, you had a really good year. So.
What's the next Chinese symbol year?
I remember.
Oh, you're so bad.
No, not a good Chinese.
What's your Chinese symbol, Lexi?
I'm a goat.
Do we feel like it's the year of the goat?
I don't think so.
Okay, I really hope not, because this year's blown chunks. Actually, it's not been that bad. It could have been worse. I mean, I still have till February, I guess. But so we're, like, after this little, like, holiday surprise, we're taking a little break from the pod, and then we'll be back in the new year, and it'll be season 4.
Ooh, it's crazy.
Yeah, and we're gonna have lots of fun and special guests and better quality because I have a new mic setup.
Yay! What's the fancy thing you said earlier?
I said something fancy. Oh, I set up an audio interface and
yeah.
software, and I have a condenser microphone, and, like, it's just really nice.
Got all the business.
I know. I feel like a real podcaster.
You've been a fake podcaster all along.
Basically. Also, like, I read, I don't think it was a fortune cookie, but, oh, I, like, did, like, a free numerology reading on the internet, and so it's real, and it said something like, you're basically gonna become, like, well, your dreams are gonna come true in, like, the next year, and, like,
amazing.
Like, what you're into.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. So... We'll get a real sponsor, and we'll start making some moolah.
Yay.
More
nipple clamps.
I want clamps on everything.
Maybe they would sponsor you. Like, you could do, like, an ad.
Robin Tammy?
Yeah.
What's the business called? It can't be Rob and Tammy.
Sexy.
Yeah.
It's called Be Sexy?
No, I'm guessing.
Is it called YB Normal? I think it's called YB Normal.
Ooh, with a B as like...
.etsy.com. We love your products.
Yeah, reach out about sponsorship.
Yeah.
All the sex... Product.
Okay, small Etsy business are not sponsoring podcasts, you guys, but listen.
Rob and Tammy might be, like, a middle plant empire. We don't know.
We don't know.
I'll send them the episode.
Hey, yeah, everyone's got nipples.
Right?
Except for Jesus. Wait, no, he didn't have a belly button.
He definitely had nipples.
Jesus. He didn't have a belly button.
Yes, he had a belly button.
He wasn't born.
He was born.
Oh, right.
Go now.
Wait, did he come out of her vagina?
Yeah. Wait, what do you think happened?
He just wasn't conceived.
He just poofed out of thin air.
Well, I always used to say to people, you don't have a belly button. What are you, Jesus?
Wait, if you just appeared out of nowhere, why wouldn't you have a belly button?
I don't know, but it's almost his birthday, so we better figure it out. Priscilla had a birthday.
I had a birthday. I've already given
her a present.
Oh my god, it was your birthday. You know what's so dumb about that is I was like, oh, Ho Ho Lala was a year ago today. I have to tell them, like, yay. Oh my god, you didn't say anything.
You're an asshole.
You should have said something to me.
I didn't know until she yelled at me, and then I just gave her a shirt out of my closet. Also, I was like, I don't even know when Lexi's birthday is, and we literally just celebrated it.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Now I've divorced you guys.
Okay. Well, anyway, you guys, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And we'll see you guys next year. I hope everyone's filling their holes with whatever makes them happy. And I really hope that I get laid for Christmas. That's all I want. I told my coworker I wanted a bag of dicks. But then I said, actually, no, I just want a night with this, like, really hot sheriff's deputy that comes into the gym. He's married, but I don't care. In my fantasy, I get to spend a night with him. And he consents.
What happened to...
In my fantasy.
What happened to the swim team? West Virginia.
Oh, he went back to West Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah. Bye!
Bye!
In blindfolds, sucking toes. Everybody knows some Crisco and a dildo belt help to make the season hot. Tiny pervs with their genitals aglow will find themselves horny a lot. They know that Santa's a little bit gay. He's got a heavy load of sex toys on his sleigh. And every motherfucker's gonna spy to see what's good on Grindr nearby. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to consenting adults from 18 to 102. Although it's been said many times, many ways. let your freak flag fly. You prude. Merry Christmas, sluts.